are listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball,
a podcast
by fans from the iubase.com website.
For anyone wanting more information on the Indiana University baseball program.
Welcome. We're recording this on Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. I'm Josh Bennett, joined by stats guru Cassidy Palmer, master of the RPI Carl James, and our guest tonight, assistant director of academics and certification for Indiana University, Mr. Tyler Wright. So in addition to putting an end to 2020 college baseball season, COVID-19 has necessitated changes in the way IU student athletes pursue their education. So tonight's podcast is designed to give us all some insight on that and maybe a little bit more. So Tyler, welcome. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Josh. Everything that you all do with the website and everything is great and spotlighting all the student athletes on the baseball team. So you all do a fantastic job. So glad to join you all this evening.
Thank you.
All right. So to get us started, can you tell us a bit about how you came to work with student athletes in an academic capacity?
Yeah. So I was a student athlete, back in my day. I went to a junior college and I was actually played baseball. So, you know, I have that background of, you know, working with baseball student athletes. And I think, you know, we can't play, you know, our sport forever. You know, we really want to, but you know, I think all of us, you know, once that day comes that we can't play anymore, we want to stick around sports as much as possible. So that's when, you know, I decided that I kind of wanted to go the sport management route and kind of wanted to work with student athletes. So I actually went to Western Kentucky University, graduated with my, bachelor's and master's degree there. Went to work at Union College, which is an NAIA school in Kentucky. Worked with, you know, athletic admissions on that side. So worked with the student athletes hand in hand. After a couple years there, I went to Campbell University in North Carolina. Sort of did the certification piece with eligibility and all that. And after a couple years there, ended up coming here to IU. So been here about 2.5 years now. And, you know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot of people in my family are teachers and educators. So I think that was the route that I kind of wanted to go. And then just kind of as I got older, the sport management route kind of stuck with me. So I always had that teacher. I wanted to go that route in my system and then the athletic route also. So I think I just kind of combined those two. And then sort of what I do now, I feel like I'm kind of a teacher and sort of doing that athletic piece. So that always appealed to me. And then this job at IU, whenever I applied for it, it you know, stuck out to me. And, you know, I love working with the student athletes on a daily basis. And, you know, it gives me real joy being able to be that little piece in their journey here at IU.
Yeah. What position did you play when you were a baseball player?
I was in high school, I was a pitcher and first baseman. But then when I got to college, I was just strictly a pitcher. I usually get, with my height and everything and being as tall as I am, I usually get the, did you play basketball when you were, I usually get the basketball thing. I'm like, no, I was a baseball guy. So, and they were like, oh, I bet you were a pitcher, weren't you? And I'm like, yeah.
Still doing any slow pitch or anything like that?
You know, I did it like a couple of years after I graduated from Western, but not really. I mean, to be honest with you, and then I've tried to throw a baseball. Like when I go with the guys or I'll stop my practice and I try to throw a baseball and I don't have it anymore. I can't throw anything anymore. I'll be lucky if I hit like 60 miles an hour on the mound right now. I just can't do it. So maybe I need to pick up some slow pitch or something like that.
So Tyler, with baseball, softball, and volleyball, you directly work with almost 100 student athletes. How would you kind of evaluate in big picture, broad terms, how this fairly unusual semester is progressing for the student athletes so far, about 2.5 weeks in?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenge for everybody. I mean, this is new to, you know, all of us. I mean, you know, us here at IU, we had a little bit of glimpse of it in the spring. So we, you know, had to learn on the fly then of how to operate with all this. And, you know, the kids now have bought in as good as they can, I guess. You know, it's just really difficult with, you know, a lot of the classes with these student athletes are the online type, whether they're fully online or whether they're sort of like this, where they're Zoom sessions. You know, we have a handful of student athletes that are still, you know, have an in-person class. Of course, they're limited to how many students and everything. But for the most part, they're all online. And, you know, the kids have been pretty good with, you know, staying on top of everything and, you know, doing their study hall hours and individual meetings with me and all that. So we've tried to keep it as normal as possible. And I think, you know, if we try to keep it, have a little bit of normalcy with it and try to keep it as close to, you know, if they were, we were on campus, you know, in the academic center at the in Memorial Stadium and all that, I think, you know, it helps out quite a bit. So the kids have done a great job and, you know, I think they're going to, you know, finish this semester pretty strong, just like they did in the spring.
So Tyler, yeah, you kind of touched on what I was getting ready to ask. So when the classes switched to all online in March, that really probably didn't faze you guys too much because most of the players are already on that schedule, it sounds like.
Yeah. So yeah, when they all switched in the spring, you know, those, like you said, all those classes did go online. So most of the, all the returners basically just kind of picked up to where they were in the spring. The incoming freshmen, it takes a little bit of, you know, still getting used to. That's where those study hall hours and individual meetings with me come in handy. But it's been kind of pretty seamless with the returners just picking up where they left off.
So you didn't have to adjust your day-to-day schedule too much then?
I mean, day-to-day, not a whole lot. So kind of how the spring went for us, I think my last day in the office was right in the middle of March. So March 12th was my last day in the office. So kind of worked from home there for a little bit. And then I had my daughter decided to arrive on March 20th. So it was just kind of a big whirlwind of things. So you had COVID going on, you know, I had my daughter being born and then, you know, really once we got home, then it was priority registration time for all of our student athletes. So we had to sign up for summer classes and we had to sign up for fall classes. So really we got home and I was just, you know, sitting right here where I am right now in front of the computer and meeting with each one of my student athletes and planning out what we're going to take over the summer or what we're going to take over the fall. And, you know, and then after we got priority registration done, then it went back to kind of our regular routine of individual meetings. So we had to move all those to Zoom and all that. So it was new to all of us, like I said before. So really it was just a learning curve for everybody. We were all just in this together. So it changed a little bit, but like I said, we tried to keep it as normal as possible. And the guys did very well, you know, finishing the semester and had a very good GPA. So I was really proud of them with how they handled, you know, it was just thrown on top of everybody. I mean, right in the middle of the season, I think it was it the middle of the week, right when I think Memphis was about to come to town, I believe. And,
yep.
And it was just a big whirlwind for everybody. But I think the guys and all of our student athletes and staff members at IU handled it pretty well.
Because you talked a bit about how your group was really involved in helping them build a schedule. How do you coordinate with, especially, let's say, like juniors and seniors that are deep into their majors with their academic departments on what their schedules look like?
Yeah. So, you know, for example, if a student athlete is, you know, maybe, you know, Drew Ashley, your Tyler Van Pelt, your Alex Franklins and those type students that are, you know, really deep in, you know, science heavy majors. They're wanting to do pre-med, you know, when they graduate IU and things like that. It gets pretty tricky, to be honest with you, to, you know, map those out, especially with those lab type, you may be taking human anatomy or organic chemistry or things like that. And there may be a lecture, a discussion in the lab, and you just have to map those out as best as you can. So it really comes in handy when those departments, for example, biology, you know, they already have laid out what they, you know, deem as a good schedule. You're all your 4 years here at IU. So they kind of map out each semester. Now, obviously some of those classes can be interchangeable and some of them just can't. So we try to do as much as we can in the fall for baseball and softball since they're spring sport, obviously. So those Friday classes, you know, if they're taking a human anatomy and the lab's on Fridays, You know, we may want to try to take that in the fall. You know, if they have to miss a little bit of practice or something, I'd rather them, you know, miss a little bit of practice. And I think Coach Mercer would also, you know, do that in the fall instead of, you know, doing that in the spring. And then obviously on Fridays you're traveling or you got a home game that night. So it can be challenging. So that's where working with, you know, myself to map that out, and also their academic advisor within their own major also, and meeting with them, you know, throughout the semester is really key. So like I said, it can be tricky, but, you know, we try to work our magic and do the best that we can with it.
Hey Tyler, with the changes in recent years in transfer rules, the eligibility extensions recently granted to because of COVID-19, there are more student athletes who are in postgraduate studies now. What kind of support do you provide to those students? Are the challenges different for graduate students?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, it's pretty much the same. I keep it pretty similar with, you know, some of them are still, you know, new student athletes. So, you know, Jacob Southern, for example, you know, he's been through college before. I mean, he's been through the 4 years. He knows how all this operates and how it goes, but it's still new to him. Like, IU is still new. This is a new program. This is a new place. So everything's different. The services may be different. So if they're new like that, I'll check in with them a little bit more than I may like Jordan and Grant, for example, this year. You know, I did the same for them last year with them being new. But, you know, maybe this year they, you know, they kind of do a little bit of their own stuff. But I'm still there for the academic support. It may just not be those weekly meetings that I'm checking in with them. But I'm still checking in with them every couple of weeks, you know, collecting grades and things like that. So to be honest with you, there's really not a whole lot of difference between an incoming freshman and maybe an incoming, you know, grad transfer or something like that.
And we know that academic integrity is majorly important to the athletic department and the university as a whole, and that there are a lot of rules that go along with this. For example, I remember when I was working as a tutor at Memorial Stadium several years ago, pre-COVID, it was strictly in person at Memorial Stadium, and athletes and tutors were actually prohibited from working on anything electronically. Couldn't work on anything by email, by video chat, anything like that. So what adjustments have the tutoring services made due to COVID and e-learning while also making sure that those compliance rules are met?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of training done with our tutors for this exact reason. Obviously holding up the academic integrity piece, which is very important, like you said. So kind of how tutoring works for this semester is, obviously, all tutoring sessions are virtual. They can either be 30-minute sessions or an hour-long session. So how it will work is the tutor will be on one end of the camera, the student athlete will be on the other. They really try to utilize the screen sharing feature on Zoom so they can do that type stuff. Now, obviously, the stuff still applies if they're taking have a quiz or an exam or things like that. Obviously they can't, you know, share the screen and the tutor do that type stuff and do their work for them. But you know, if they're in a math class, for example, you know, sharing that screen, the tutor can come up with different problems for them and things like that and sort of assist them in that way. We're trying to, you know, cut down on that. Really the student and the tutor interaction outside of the session. So if a student athlete needs a tutor, then that really needs to go through me first. And then I'll request that tutor, and then that will go, to our tutor coordinator, Laurie Vaughn, who does a great job. Mm-hmm. So she'll handle all that and process the request, and everything, but we try to cut down on, you know, student athletes and the tutor, you know, texting each other or calling or maybe on social media and chatting that way, just that way everybody's, you know, on the same page and things like that. It's a little bit different, you know, but we try to keep it the same as much as possible. You know, obviously with everything just being as crazy as it is, I mean, you know, we're still learning with some things. So some things may change in the future, but as of right now, you know, it seems to be going pretty smooth, these first 2.5 weeks, and I haven't heard of many, you know, issues as far as tutoring and things like that go. So I think it's going to be a pretty smooth, you know, semester as far as tutoring goes.
And I would agree on the shout out for Lori. She was always great. Fantastic.
Yes, she
while is. I was down there.
So Tyler, can you think of an example, or do you remember any time a student athlete could leverage or use some of his experiences as an athlete in their sport to improve a project in the classroom?
Yeah, you know, we had a, you know, freshman come in, you know, one sticks out. I won't shout him out or anything. I don't want to.
Yeah,
that's that. But you know, there's one freshman that came in, and you know, it was a big transition for him coming from high school to college. You know, some of these kids come from very small towns, and you know, coming to a bigger town like Bloomington and a big campus like IU. You know, you may have had 15, 20 kids in a class in high school, and you come to IU and you may be in a 300 student, you know, lecture hall or something like that. So we had a student athlete come in, and he struggled transitioning, which that's why we're here for academic services. So we're here to assist and things like that. So along with me and our assistant director of learning services, Natalie Purs, she does a great job with handling, you know, the day-to-day stuff. If student athletes need that additional support, along with time management, organizational skills, and things like that. So the student came in and, you know, worked with both of us, struggled a little bit, but, you know, really, really regrouped. And to be honest with you, the student has done great ever since, putting up awesome GPAs and excelling on the field and everything as well. So just kind of seeing that big 360, or excuse me, 180 that the student took. Is just amazing. And, you know, I can't wait to, you know, see him go to, you know, and then the 4 years and graduate and walk across that stage. It's going to, you know, I think Natalie and I will be very proud when that student achieves that accomplishment.
Your duties include meeting with student athletes in freshman orientation. How was that different this summer?
It was a little bit different, obviously, just because everything was on Zoom. It takes a little bit off of getting to know the student athlete, because I mean, when the student athlete is actually sitting in your office, you know, you have more time to connect with them and things like that. When everything's virtual, it takes a little bit off, but it wasn't too bad. So we had different, you know, sessions that were online throughout the summer. But the actual orientation piece of it and how we operated didn't change at all. So I think just, you know, being one-on-one with the student in person was different. But as far as how it worked, you know, sitting down with the student athlete, just picking their brain a little bit and seeing what they want to major in and what classes that they want to take, that was all the same and everything. So we just tried to make the best of it and just getting to know the student athlete. And then also, you know, most of the student athletes that I work with take advantage of our summer courses. So during orientation, we signed them up for summer courses as well. So that gave me an opportunity the whole summer to, you know, connect with them and check in with them and get to know them a little bit better before the fall semester started.
With some of the changes recently, have there been any kind of surprise silver linings or any, whoa, why didn't we think of doing it this way before, kind of moments for academic services?
I think maybe some silver linings. To be honest with you, I think doing the Zooms and like seeing the student athletes kind of outside the classroom like that, outside of work, I mean, and things like that, I think it makes me like get to know them a little bit better. I know that may be a little weird, but it's just, you get to experience, you know, what they're going through on a daily basis. You know, they're not just, you know, coming down into the academic center. You know, these students, you know, are sitting in their dorms and we're all learning this together. I mean, that's where, you know, this has kind of been a silver lining, because me and the student athlete are, you know, nobody's gone through this before. So I'm learning it and they're learning it at the same time. So we're really working together to just try to figure out what is the best way to support, you know, this student athlete? What's the best way for them to excel? So I think that, and then, you know, us knowing that we're all on the same team here, we're all in the same boat. So it's just kind of been, you know, that's where I think, you know, we kind of build that relationship even stronger, in my opinion. So I would say that's a big silver lining. To be honest with you, knock on wood, I don't think we haven't had like a whoa moment yet. It's still the beginning of September. So, but knock on wood, we haven't had that yet. Obviously everything's just a revolving door. Everything's changing. Everything can change tomorrow. So, but as of right now, I think we have a good setup with academic services and how we're supporting our student athletes. So we'll keep doing that. And I think we'll be in a good place at the end of the semester.
Okay, so Tyler, baseball is a sport with a lot of travel and a lot of competition. The first few weeks are hundreds, if not thousands of miles away. And a typical week could have as many games as five different days. So what strategy do you recommend to student athletes on how to balance schoolwork, self-care, and competition?
I think any student athletes, you know, if you're growing up and you want to be a college student athlete one day, I think just the biggest thing, like you said, Josh, I mean, especially with baseball student athletes and really a lot of the of our programs at IU, you know, the first few weeks, you know, they're off all over, you know, all over the country, and academics can be very challenging, you know, to be able to handle on the road when you're flying on planes, on long charter bus trips and things like that. So, you know, I think my number one tip and what I always tell my student athletes is please do not procrastinate. Like, don't. You know, if you have an assignment due and you know that, you know, you're going to be hitting the road on, you know, leaving on Thursday and you're hopping on a plane to go somewhere and you're playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday and not getting back until, you know, early in the morning on Monday morning or something, just, you know, always plan out, work ahead, stay organized. So, you know, just making sure that, you know, maybe you plan out something a week in advance. So that's where myself and Natalie, like I mentioned before, will, you know, kind of map out, you know, a week or two in advance. If we see that some of these student athletes are going to be hitting the road, like baseball, for example, in those first three weekends there, you know, like they were, you know, this year, LSU, then they're going out to North Carolina and Alabama and things like that. So, you know, just trying to make sure that we, you know, map that out for them and just try to, you know, lay it out for them as much as possible. Just please do not procrastinate. Just get your work done, because I really don't want, you know, one of my student athletes to be, you know, done with a Sunday, you know, a midday game on Sunday and then getting ready to hop on a plane and fly back to Indiana. And then, you know, they forgot to do an assignment and here they're on the airport scrambling to do an assignment and things like that. So just always stay ahead and get your work done ahead of time.
All right, well, that will do it for this edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Once again, we want to thank Mr. Tyler Wright for his time this evening with us and willing to come on and give us some insight to what he does. So you can read up on Indiana Baseball at iubase.com. Follow us on Twitter at CUAtTheBart and at iubase17. On Instagram, iubase, and subscribe to the Talking Hoosier Baseball channel on YouTube, featuring these video podcasts, summer league game clips, game day media availabilities, and more. So for Carl James, Cassidy Palmer, and Tyler Wright, I'm Josh Bennett. See you at the bar.